cold of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on October the 29th, 2009. I always start off the show, I've surely spread it throughout the show because people skip over it, of course, because it's routine, but I start off by telling newcomers to look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and scroll down, you'll see all the other sites I have up there for future use. Bookmark them, because once in a while, either the main site, the com site, will stick with so many folk going into at the same time. And if you take the other sites I have up there and sort of spread them around, you'll find you can get straight through usually. And if the big sites get pulled, as occasionally do, again, you've got alternate sites to get the latest downloads of the talks I give. And as I say, there's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com, very good, quick site, very fast. There's cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca. There's Alan Watt, sentinel.eu. The last one is a European site, has all the audios too. You can grab it from that site if the big ones go down. But it has addition of transcripts of a lot of the talks I've given, which you can download for prints up, and they're in the various languages of Europe. You can choose which one you want. And remember, as I say, this is probably the only show out there where there's no backing by anyone, basically, except you, the listeners. And you can keep me going by looking into the website. You can see how you can buy the books and so on I have for sale, the discs and so on, or you can donate to me. And remember, personal checks are good from the U.S. to Canada, and you can also use international postal money orders from the U.S. if you don't want to use a bank account. And it's just like a bank draft, really, but it's from the post office, but it's got to be the international one. And some people just use PayPal or send cash. Outside the Americas, you can also do the same. You can use Western Union. It's a bit more expensive than some of them. There's MoneyGram, and lots of stores now use it, the MoneyGram. Some post offices do also use it over here in Canada. And you can use PayPal, or you can use send cash again. And that cuts out the middlemen with the little podgy fingers and the triple chins. That always rip us off every few years. So it's up to you how you want to get in touch with me. And also, for those who just get the disc passed around to them at meetings and don't use computers because they know what computers are all about, really, and where it's all going with them, you can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, site 41, box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. And the postal code is P, as in Peter, 3E, as in Elizabeth, 4, N for Nora, 1, P3E4N1. And that will get to me as well. But it's up to you. Plus, remember, too, if you want to order anything with PayPal, send me a separate email, and I can do that, too. You know, last night, and before I saw that last night's show, I talked about reality. Reality is something we take for granted. A reality is really how you bounce what you think is reality off those around you, and they bounce it back to you, the answers. And if you pretty well agree in most things with them of how the world is as you see it, then you think you're sane. And that's really just mass conditioning. Everyone's had the same indoctrination from birth into a fake reality, a reality where you think you're democratic, where you think that things just happen and crises happen out the blue, major crises, and governments suddenly go into action. Now, governments couldn't suddenly do anything if they tried, even with all their multitudes of bureaucracies and levels. It takes years to get the big square wheels of governments to move in any direction. And we'll talk about that when I come back from this break in a few minutes.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, trying to bring some reality back into personal lives, because it's a hard process for people to really bite the bullet and realize that most of the things that they thought and believed, and the thought they understood, and even some of the things you love, in fact, are all given to you by those who know how to rule whole nations and a whole world, in fact, because they've studied humanity for thousands of years. We're the most studied species on the planet, not the little insects that they're hunting down in Brazil or in the Amazon or anywhere else. We are the most understood of all creatures. That's why they're on to all the other ones now, all the other creatures. They know everything they need to know about us. They know how we act as a mass, how we think as a mass group. And they also know the categories of individual sections, you might say, there, and categories within that too, subcategories and all that. And they know how to motivate people into action. They know that, for instance, that in every generation, there's always the ones with the chips on their shoulder, the misfits, who also want to protest something. And they give them the things to protest, ones who think they're going to fight something and fight the bad guys. And they swallow the propaganda that fits them. And the leaders are sent out to them, basically, to round them up and give them their primary indoctrination, get them into a cheering group, and they stage demonstrations across the planet. And this is always presented on the politically correct news. They're always guaranteed attention, where other grassroots ones get no attention at all, in fact. So these minuscule groups get attention to get ideas into the general public, to be on board for certain issues that the government wants passed. These groups actually demand that the government passes these things. That's how the real world works. The parallel government funds, through their foundations, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, actually 1,000 points of light is what they call themselves now. Bush Senior called them that too. And they appear to speak on behalf of the people. They're the new Soviet. Soviet was ruled by councils, NGOs. And they demand from the governments to do the very things that governments want to do anyway. But the general public sits silent. So they must get groups to demand it. So they come and say, oh, the people have spoken, and they pass laws. Well, the whole agenda, as you know, is towards a new society. A new society across the board, a whole new way of living. And this is just one phase of it, as we get taken down food restrictions, Agenda 21, get them off the rural areas, get them out of cars, and then eventually ban cars altogether, except for essential vehicles only. That's in Agenda 21. And no private property. So we'll all be under the thumb as it takes us down over 50 or 60 years into what they call a manageable level of humanity for the new society. And then, of course, they'll clone you. They'll clone you as a reward for being goody-two-shoes and politically correct, if you're very good and they need you, that is. And that will be the only way you'll be able to have a child of some kind or another, even though it's artificially created from stem cells. Your stem cells, that's what they'll tell you. And you'll be sterile otherwise, you see. You'll be sterile personally. And we are becoming sterile in the West by design. There's so much information I don't even go through that I get from very good sources about all this, and I can't even cover it. There's so much. But anyway, getting back to the main topic, how the NGOs are up there demanding we all go along with to enforce through this Copenhagen meeting on the United Nations, where it gives the United Nations total power over all economies, over all energy supplies, over everything in your life, in fact, really. And that we implemented, one signed, implemented in 2012. And that was always a year, and I've said this for years, the UN was to be brought up to its proper place as a world government, basically. It's a front, of course, but so are these NGOs. It's the same boys that run and set up the UN that funds them. But this article here gives you an idea how this works, a simple idea, because it's all over the place. This is from the New American, and it's the 27th of October 2009. It says, all across the world, collections of global warming protesters financed by the Rockefeller Brothers Fund gathered on October the 24th to call for forceful climate change action at the United Nations summit in Copenhagen, Denmark, this December. Most of the gatherings were minuscule, even in big cities, but the effort did receive widespread publicity. And that's a fact, because even in little old Sudbury, near me, they had that on their local news as well, their local television station. See, they're guaranteed press reports, because the media is part of the parallel government. It's an essential arm of government. And it says, according to the organizers cited by agency France Press, over 5,000 demonstrations were held in more than 180 countries. And that would be a gross exaggeration, mind you, but they use this all the time, even with their figures on, you know, carbon and CO2. The protesters rallied around the motif of 350, the supposed level of carbon dioxide in parts per million that some scientists, the ones that work for the IPCC, claim is an acceptable ceiling. They carried signs and unfurled banners. It's true. They're probably mass-produced in the same factory. See, these aren't little piddling little grassroots organizations. They're funded by the Rockefeller boys. They have whole teams of PR, publicity experts, and advertising agents who come up with all these ideas for them and get everything ready, including the clothes that they wear, their T-shirts, the banners, and they put them across the world. You see? And it says, even forming themselves into giant human numbers to illustrate their point, and that's all they are to the big boys, is a bunch of little numbers. We had no idea we would get overwhelming support, enthusiasm, and engagement from all over the world that we're seeing, explained Bill McKibben. Now, who's Bill McKibben? Bill McKibben, at the moment, right, is a climate change activist who founded the Rockefeller-funded organization 350.org. He's funded other organizations for and behalf of the Rockefeller-funded organization. These are the guys who are troubleshooters, in a sense, and you're sent in to stir up the youth that are all into this already and to become their leaders and show them how it's done. He's an organizer. It says, it shows just how scared of global warming much of the planet really is and how fed up at the inaction of our leaders. And that's nonsense, too. We're not scared enough yet. Ironically, recent surveys indicate that the most Americans do not believe global warming is a serious problem or even caused by human activity at all, and several other ironies in this saga become immediately apparent as well. The continual charge that the so-called deniers are financed by all companies should finally be put to rest, considering that a significant share of the Rockefeller family fortune came and continues to come from oil. Several oil companies have financed past McGibbon efforts as well. You see, these followers know nothing about who's sponsoring them. They know nothing. They're ignorant. All they know is the beef that they've been given so they can get all their chips off their shoulders in some direction or other. These groups are used all the time. It's an old, old technique. And they're funded by the big boys themselves, the corporations and the oil boys, to supposedly fight pollution. And people don't see the irony in that. It's because the big boys, who are also philanthropists, you see, in other words, they're the parallel government through funding, through their foundations, are guiding the world into the plan where they will have total control over all the world's resources and there will be no competition. And that will be the public-private deal. It already is, by the way, in other areas, that they'll have with the United Nations. So the Rockefeller boys and all the big boys in the oil industry will have these public-private deals when they can go into their national parks. They've already got that. And no human being otherwise is allowed in. And they can go for mineral rights, oil rights, everything else. That's what all the schmucks like you who get on these T-shirts and wave your little mass-produced banners that are given to you are helping along. So that's what's really happening. It's just a farce. But to the public, the Joe and Jane public who sit and watch this on our television sets and the news and swallow it all, think, my God, the people, it must be true. The people are getting really concerned. Look at these demonstrations. No, they're choreographed like ballet plays. No kidding. That's how professionally they're done. It's like the same nonsense when they train young girls at school, generally, from other countries, from India and all that kind of stuff, and they give them speeches and they memorize the speeches, and they bring them to the United Nations to give a speech to kick off some meeting on climate change and all the rest of it, and how bad humans are and how they've been, especially adults. It's the disgusting. There's no level they won't stoop to, no level at all, especially by using children, to get what they want. And believe you me, this hell on earth they're bringing in is going to be the worst hell we've ever seen. The control freaks will be in charge of every part of your life, right down to what you think. They'll know what you think. They'll correct your bad thinking, wrong think. Believe you me, they will. They're already doing it with certain types of classes, sensitivity training and all that kind of stuff. But there's always followers, and followers are the ones who are used to get big movements, to get laws passed that affect all of our lives. And they're all funded. The leaders get pension plans and everything, and whole office staff and their computers, and they live at the highest of standards of living. But all the silly followers with their tin cans, no. They're just the stupid followers. Always will be. And to show you what's happening as we go into this whole new world order, is to be an order, remember, that Lenin described. He says, in part of the phase towards the end of the 20th century and into the 21st, he says, there will be so many government agencies that they will be stepping on each other's toes all the time. Conflicts with agencies. Because these agencies all start up as services that would be promoted. Then we become agencies, then we become authorities over every aspect of life. And when you read about what's happening in Britain, Canada, and elsewhere as we speak, and show you how it's going, back after this break.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary, activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
This is Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix, bringing some reality back. It's been absent for an awful long time. And even when we think we're getting into reality, we're often waylaid by other groups and so on, because, believe you me, those who manage the world have all sides covered. And I used to describe it like coming out of a tunnel, and you see a field in front of you, and there's a forest at the other side, and that's where you want to get, is into that forest. But on the way there, you've got all these different signs. This is the way, that's the way. It's like a minefield. You see which way to go. We got the truth. We have the truth. That's what's set up, because those at the top are no dummies. They've run the world for an awful, awful long time. And it's a history that's kept separate from the general public. You're not taught this in school, how to govern people and how to control the minds of people, how to even give them culture, how to alter it down through the ages. How to get them to rebel when you want them to rebel and fight for another cause, and they'll sound so appealing to everybody, and how to even supply people who point out the obvious to them for revolutions. And then they fund them, of course, and then they win their battles, and you don't realize that it wasn't a system that you'd planned in the first place. It ends up completely different. It's like how the Soviets used, or the Bolsheviks used, the Soviet system. So the Bolsheviks was a different party than the socialists who already were in after the first revolution in Russia, and it was a planned takeover, well-financed actually from New York and London, from the banks, and given the biggest backing, well-organized before they hit, and suddenly all the people who had fought for all these other groups to bring in socialism were out of the picture, executed in fact, and a totalitarian regime was in place. Planned all in advance, but they always need the masses to do the final push. It's never necessary that the masses understand the real reasons for the overthrow. So you often end up with a worse system than the one that you had just left behind. But what you find if you study history, what they give to you for history, or at least what's available to us, are some of the techniques they used. If you look at the Cultural Revolution that they had in China, it was a system that came in, not suddenly, because they were already trying to indoctrinate the youth. You always indoctrinate the youth who will grow up into the new system. You bypass the elderly pretty well. And you control that the older ones through fear of physical harm, imprisonment, or whatever. But the youth, you literally mollycoddle until the youth think the teachers in the schools are basically better than their parents. That's the system they've had across the Western world for a long time now, because we're bringing in collectivism, a nice word, also like socialism, and it's really an ultra-advanced Soviet-type system where funded, guided, and even created NGOs will become the spokespeople for all the people. And they'll demand from government, as they're doing, that exactly which the government wants to hear. So they'll pass the laws they have sitting and waiting ready to get signed. And they'll say the people have spoken, the people have demanded, and that's how it works. But in the Cultural Revolution, and this Cultural Revolution of China has been copied here for a long time. And of course, no reporter is going to use that same term here. It's so wonderful how they can bring you into the same system, but they don't use the term. And if they don't use a term, the people won't know. Just the word itself makes all the difference. Rather than say you're under communism or socialism, same thing. In fact, that's what Lenin said, you know, and Stalin said it, repeated it. He says that communism is only socialism in a hurry. Communism comes in through revolution. But if you don't tell them that, they'll never connect it. Never connect it. When the state runs everything. The state runs everything. But this is a super improved type. This is really what the final outcome was supposed to be, according to Lenin. Not quite communist, not quite capitalist. It's called public-private. The corporations are the new feudal overlords, according to Professor Carol Quigley. And that's how it's working, you see. And we will all be incredible slaves. To save the planet, we will serve the planet. Who first said we'd serve the planet? The Royal Institute for International Affairs, set up by the Rhodes Foundation, the Lord Alfred Milner Group, who were the funders. They were the banking boys. And they formed the Royal Institute for International Affairs, Council on Foreign Relations. Every major reporter, every media boss of all kinds of media, and most politicians at the top, all politicians at the very top are members of it. And the public don't even know. When anything happens, if a president slip or whatever, or a prime minister slip, they're not called in front of Parliament or Congress, they're called in front of the Council on Foreign Relations to explain themselves. That's what happened to Bill Clinton, remember. And the public don't even ask why or who is this Council on Foreign Relations? Who are they? They ask nothing. And the media explains nothing. So using the Cultural Revolution of the Soviet type and the communist China type, they're using it here, where they try to create a distancing in the minds of the youth and the minds of adults, that is, separate the generations so that the youth would not be contaminated by the old ways of the adults. No, the adults still thought that making a bit of money and eating well and stuff like that, old memories they had, weren't too bad at all. They were quite nice things. You know, having entertainment that wasn't always political was kind of nice. Well, see, that was corrupting the youth, so they had to separate them. And here it's happening across the Western world, has been for years, but they don't say communist or cultural revolution, do they? And you'll never connect it unless people like me say this is what it is. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Just explaining how every big major move forward into this big regime, this world regime, planned a long time ago, even all the stages of it and how it would be implemented. And all the machinery is set up long ago to bring on stages that you haven't seen yet. You always find that they create the machinery, they employ the people, they have organizations and working in buildings, working on these projects. And once they pass laws, you find out they've already been doing it for a long, long time. That's always been the way, in every direction. But that is separate the children from the parents. They've done this for an awful long time. Using the same system and techniques that they used during the Cultural Revolution for China, where eventually the youth who grew up in it, teenagers, dragged their parents through the streets by the scruff of the neck and killed a lot of them, because they were contaminated with old ideas of individuality and things like that, when they're supposed to be a good collective all working together for the greater good. It's always for the greater good, isn't it? It's funny how the big bankers always sit up fat and happy for the greater good, regardless of all the bad they cause every so many years when they plunder you. But propaganda works over memory and logic, and that's the beauty of Bernays public relations or propaganda techniques. Here's an example, though, of how they're doing it, too. One of many examples. I've given lots in the past, how they separate the generations. And it wasn't invented, this whole idea, in China or Russia. You find the writings, and even the Fabian Society, going back into the late 1800s, funded by the biggest millionaires on the planet. this is from theguardian.co.uk, Henry Porter's blog. It says, paranoia in the playground. Now, they talk about a British mayor of a city. Listen to Mayor Dorothy Thornhill. Now, remember, mayors belong to the National Mayors Association. It's like the Police Chiefs Association. Same in the US and Canada. They have their international organizations now. So it's a movement, you see. It isn't just a job for your local area. They belong to international movements. Her council has just banned parents from watching their own children at two council play areas in Watford. Quoted in the Watford Observer, this evidently simple-minded woman says, sadly, in today's climate, you can't have adults walking around unchecked in a children's playground. Instead of parents being able to watch and play with their own and other people's children at the Hartwoods and Harebreaks recreation grounds, vetted council staff, known as play rangers, will be in charge. Now, don't you realize that anyone who's got anything to do with a child now, and this is to go global, started in Britain, anybody who's got anything to do with looking after children at all have to go through tough, top MI5 type security checkouts. But see, they want to move it into the parents themselves. Everyone has to be analysed under the microscope, every single person. Because see, you might contaminate that child with some strange comment you make about history or something you've experienced in life that you're not supposed to pass on to the youth with the new version they're getting now, you see. It says the mayor says that this enforces government policy. Actually, that's not true, because no government policy has yet determined that parents may not supervise their own children. That's what he thinks. In a playground, it seems possible that the mayor and her appalling council may be in breach of Article 8 of the Human Rights Act. Well, that's out the window now. The right to family life. Oh, that's out the window, because, as I say, this other one's already been passed. And people, they're so broad, you see. Anyone who looks after a child. And people straight away think, well, that's babysitters and stuff, you know, that you hire. No, it's also the adults. So it says, a mother of three named Rebecca Mackinson was quoted by reporter Neil Skinner saying, banning parents from an open access playground, I feel, is a breach of her personal freedom. Well, I tell you, if you haven't noticed, you have no personal freedom. You haven't had it for a long time. Look at all the laws that have been passed, especially since 2001. Says here, she's right, this is a fundamental breach of rights, but almost as serious as the offence to common sense. The council pretends that it is forced into this position to protect children under the new vetting and barring scheme. That's what it's called, the vetting and barring scheme. But as parents point out, the number of children used or using the play areas and the range of ages means that some parents want to keep an eye on their own children. Mrs. Mackinson says, we have used Harwood since I was a child. The mother stayed with me. It's always had a fantastic community atmosphere. You see, they want to destroy the old ways and bring in the new community. It's called communitarianism. George Bush Sr. was the first to openly use that term after the United Nations promoted it. Communitarianism. One day, actually, when they have all these little local events and you don't turn up at the fair or the Green Day or whatever it happens to be, they'll come to your house and ask why you didn't attend. I'm not kidding. This is all coming up. You have to be part of the community, whether you like it or not. And they'll say, are you antisocial? Is that what it is? And that creates social approval and social disapproval. If you don't turn up, you'll be disapproved of by all the fools that do turn up, all the PC people. These are all psychological techniques that are well in place. So, this is what they're doing for parents. One of the many things to do for parents. And now everyone has to get vetted by the government. Everybody's got to get vetted by the government, you see. Interesting enough, in examiner.com, a routine bill was signed. I say routine because nothing is really debated. Everything is PC. Everything is pre-planned. And when other countries have done the same things, you know darn well, it's a must-be. I call it must-be's, you see. And the hate crimes bill was passed by Obama. He signed it. He says, today, President Barack Obama is expected to sign the Matthew Shepard hate crimes bill into law. That was on October 28th, yesterday. It says here, during a ceremony, a signing ceremony, they have ceremonies to sign things now. Shepard's murder became a cause celebrity when his killers were accused of attacking and killing Shepherd for being a homosexual. Now, they always pick something like that to push something through that is much, much broader in scope, and eventually is applied to everything that's politically incorrect, including, by the way, if you criticize government. Because in the Soviet Union, that's what happened. You know, that was the first law that Lenin signed, was the hate law. To stop people asking why only certain peoples seem to be in charge of all groups. And then eventually, if you criticized any policy of communism at all, that was called anti-government. Anti-government. And where do you hear anti-government today? Every other day in the papers, new laws, watching and monitoring people who are anti-government. And logically, it would mean that any opposition party in power, it was not in power in the top part, opposition parties, right, are technically anti-government, because that's all they do is criticize the other side, isn't it? So if you ever get caught in that, use that as an excuse. Because that's going to be a big one, anti-government. Any policy you criticize, well, that's anti-government. You say, no, I'm only criticizing the one policy here. Well, it doesn't matter, that's anti-government. And remember what they said from the secretive committee that runs the EU Parliament, that we're all copying, by the way. It's not democratic at all. They said that anyone who criticizes the EU is a heretic. That's a religious term, isn't it? You know what they do, heretics. It says, however, those who support this new federal law ignore the overwhelming evidence that Shepherd's killers were unaware of his sexual orientation when they attacked him. Well, it doesn't matter. They always use a poster boy, you see. They've got to make the propaganda to make the public think this is what it's all about. It's nothing to do with homosexuality. Nothing at all. You wait and see that it's expanded across the board. There's actually cases in Canada. See, we've had it here for a while here in Canada. And they're, boy, did they come down on you. Where there was even guys who mugged somebody to rob them. And the judge says, what were you thinking? What was going through your thoughts when you robbed this particular person? To see if there's any hate involved, not just the robbery. No kidding, this is how stupid it gets and silly it gets. What were you thinking? Thought crime, you know. But this is the new world order that Lenin talked about, where they're all stepping on each other's toes, all these agencies. There's so many agencies you can't... I don't think my hard drive could keep count of all the agencies that are watching us all and are out there for government. There's so many. Never mind the United Nations ones. You know how many thousands of agencies they have? Now, we're going through all the nonsense, too, as they bring down the immune system of the public. And believe you me, I really did not want to come to the conclusion years ago that they were killing us off with vaccines until, really, I went to the medicine of all and realized I couldn't deny it. Looking at the pre-1950s levels of certain diseases and the post-1950 levels of diseases and sterility. And then into the 70s, when you look at the incredible skyrocketing escalation of something that was incredibly rare, such as autism. And like any detective story, you say, well, what's changed? Is it just the food diet? What is it? And well, they certainly used a lot of more processed food, but it was inoculations were getting pumped into them. And you tie it together with depopulations and the need to reduce the population. Spoken about at the League of Nations, which was founded right after World War I, that became the United Nations. So it's one of the prime mandates, Department of Population Control. Must reduce the populations by all means possible. Obviously, they couldn't tell the public how they were doing it, because they wouldn't get any volunteers, I'd imagine. But they certainly have been doing it. And everyone would love to think, oh, it's just a big greedy pharma. No, the pharma industries belong to the same international bankers who lend the money to every country. There's only about 12 to 13 banking families that do this. They also have the major controlling interest and started up all the big pharma companies. They own that too. And there's always a political motive for it. Just like Rockefeller, one of the biggest oil men on the planet, funding something that you would think it would go against his own industry. No, he's already, he plans the future. He plans the future of what kind of society it will be. This article here is from the Philadelphia Bulletin Archives. And it's from October 25th, 2009. I've read it before from a different newspaper source, but to reinforce it again. And we do need reinforcement. That's a technique they use on us. Repetition. Sometimes we need repetition to get the truth out too. And it says, Gardasil researcher drops a bombshell. And it's by Susan Brinkman from the Bulletin. Dr. Diane Harper, lead researcher in the development of two human papilloma virus vaccines, Gardasil and Cervarix, said the controversial drugs will do little to reduce cervical cancer rates, and even though they're being recommended for girls as young as 9, there have been no efficacy trials in children under the age of 15, and governments are mandating them down to the age of about 12. No trials in children under the age of 15. Dr. Harper, director of the Gynecological Cancer Prevention Research Group at the University of Missouri, made these remarks during an address at the 14th International Public Conference on Vaccination, which took place in Reston, Virginia, October the 2nd to the 4th. Although her talk was intended to promote the vaccine, participants said they came away convinced the vaccine should not be received. I came away from the talk with the perception that the risk of adverse side effects is so much greater than the risk of cervical cancer, I couldn't help but question why we need the vaccine at all, said Joan Robinson, assistant editor at the Population Research Institute, very important institute, by the way. Dr. Harper began her remarks by explaining that 70% of all HPV infections resolve themselves without treatment within a year. 70% of all human papillomavirus infections resolve themselves without treatment within a year. Within 2 years, the number climbs to 90%. Of the remaining 10% of HPV infections, only half will develop into cervical cancer, which leaves little need for the vaccine. She went on to surprise the audience by stating that the incidence of cervical cancer in the U.S. is already so low that even if we get the vaccine and continue PAP screening, we will not lower the rate of cervical cancer in the U.S. There will be no decrease in cervical cancer until at least 70% of the population is vaccinated, and even then, the decrease will be minimal. Apparently, conventional treatment and preventative measures are already cutting the cervical cancer rate by 4% a year. At this rate, in 60 years, there will be a 91.4% decline just with the current treatment. Even if 70% of women get the shot and require boosters over the same time period, which is highly unlikely, Harper says Gardasil could still not claim to do as much as traditional care is already doing. Well, you better ask what it is really for. What is it really, really for? We know that girls are already dropping dead with it. And the same Dr. Harper, I think it was Harper who also worked on the experimentation with these drugs, admitted in a previous article which I read, that it will do no good at all, and it's, the danger of taking it is worse than what that which it would prevent. But anyway, that won't stop them, because propaganda, for most people, propaganda, Bernays was right, will overcome reason, logic, and people will not seek knowledge. They're content with propaganda. That's why the world is so easily controlled by the big boys, who can beat you and starve you. And what do you do, as one of the big boys said themselves, do we turn around and fight? Nope. They turn around and they eat their dead. Yep. And when you do fight, it's just because you're getting starved or you're kicked out of your homes en masse and there's nothing left to hold on to. And then you're just a rabble. That's what they say at the top. Then you're just a rabble, unorganized rabble. Boy, do they understand us. Now, this whole green tax nonsense now, and I mentioned an article last night where the U.S. is already in agreement with the EU to sign a tax bill so that U.S. citizens, Canadian citizens, and European citizens, this massive new Soviet, that's what this the new Europe is, will all share the same tax base to save energy and be more efficient and finding green solutions to the planet and all that stuff, you know. And this is from the Telegraph. This is what's coming. And this is already coming in Britain. Green tax proposals would increase household energy bills by £800 a year, over $1,600. Proposed green tax to cut carbon emissions will lead to an £800 increase in the average annual household energy bill. And that's per year, by the way. And this is 27th of October 2009. Plans put forward by the Green Fiscal Commission, a government-supported think tank. So we're run by all these independent private think tanks, which, by the way, are also owned and run by the foundations. We see the tax on gas and electricity rise every year. Every year. Up to 2020. Yep. You better keep your old clothes, folks, and lots of patches, because you'll be needing them, because that's all you'll be wearing. Back with more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, just showing you what's lined up. And it's not just lined up. As I say, whenever they announce something, they've already set up the institutions, the bureaucracies. They're already working. They have everything in place. And it's a formality when they actually sign something. We're already into it. It's like they've been spraying you for years and years for using HARP and weather modification of all kinds. And then they tell you 10, 11 years later, we're thinking of geoengineering the planet by spraying the atmosphere. This is how they do it with everything, because governments, believe you me, don't work quickly on anything. They can't with the square wheels they have. It takes years and preparations to set up any part of an agenda. And I'm talking here about the taxations and how this greening is going to cost everybody massive amounts of money that's going to be the same and go up and up every year for the next 20, 30 years. Because, you see, they're signing this bill at Copenhagen shortly, and Britain and the US and all these countries have said they'll cut back by about 80-odd% all emissions. Do you understand? You are an emitter. That means 80% of you have got to be off the planet. That's what it really means. And Maurice Strong, the big man at the UN that's pulled across the world, the biggest technocrat that you know of, he's got incredible powers, and he has never been elected to any office by the public. The man who set up the 92 meeting for the Earth Summit that bound us all under these amazing charters and the agenda. Maurice Strong, when they pulled him into Canada, he was pulled in, off of the UN, the World Bank, and brought into Canada to privatize the electrical systems that the public had paid to have built and operated. And that was back in the 80s. And he said then that the world we're bringing in here will be one. We're not going to fix any nuclear reactors. We're not going to build any new ones. We're going to maintain the old ones. You have to get used to using less and less and less energy. Only essential businesses and so on will have power supplies eventually given to them. Peasantry is what he's talking about, bringing the rest of the public to. Back to this article. So we're just going through an agenda. We're going through a script here. That's all we're going through. It says that this tax form is part of a £150 billion package of proposed measures. It's amazing how they're spending, and we're all supposedly broke, including a tripling of fuel duty over the next decade and a tax of up to £3,300 on new cars. That's over $6,000. This is to dissuade you from buying new cars, because under Agenda 21 for the 21st century, United Nations, you will have no private cars, just essential vehicles only. See, ties right in. And the rest of it is just the PR against it and so on. And how poor we'll all be and yada, 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 as we're supposed to already figure out for ourselves. I might just squeeze a caller in. So Dan from California there. You there, Dan?
Yes, Alan, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to thank you for your broadcast. I've downloaded everything that you have on the iTunes as podcasts, and I carry those around with me on my iPod to listen to you on the public transportation to and from work. And yeah. So I wanted to thank you for that. And I had a quick comment and a question or two if we have time. I wanted to say first that today I was walking outside every day from work. I'd go and take about a 2 mile walk to clear my head, and I listen to your broadcast while I'm doing that, and kind of as a break. And I saw some people protesting the new tax increase here in California. And there was a huge crowd of people going down the street, and they were being escorted by the San Diego Police Department.
Yeah.
And so I kind of, it seemed kind of nice that the police were allowing that and helping
them. Yes, you're right. Certain things are allowed. Other things are hammered by the cops. So it's politically correct to do this kind of stuff, you see. But that's the way it's set up. Same in the newspapers. They give all the right ones all the exposure they want in the media. And yet there's protests against all the tax increases all the time that don't even get mentioned. But that's the end of the show. That's the music. So Mahesh, myself,